Joining us on the morning show for this portion is Pam Kohlberg, dementia care specialist for our area, Richland and Crawford County. We want to talk a bit today about brain health and things that we can all be proactive with. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. How about you?
Wonderful. Nice to have you on to talk about this subject. As the weather gets better, it seems like there are more opportunities to get out and do things, right?
Right. And something I've been teaching a class called Boost Your Brain and Memory all about brain health, so I get kind of obsessed about it. But what I think is, like, people don't realize, like, I don't know if you know this, Phil, but our brain cells keep growing even as we age. Who knew? And so we can keep focusing on to do things. And I think a lot of people get scared of aging or you know, don't want to think about it much. And so we kind of think that we plateau and just coast. I don't know about you, but that's what I thought. I'm just going to coast after 60. And what I'm realizing is, in studying a lot about the brain, is that it keeps growing. There's like a miracle grow for your brain that keeps things going when you try new things. And you know, so we want to keep doing things. And I spend a lot of time over at the Park and Rec place, and they have pickleball and the senior center. And you see a lot of people out and about learning new things, trying new things. And I think people need to know that's important. Like, if you're, I don't know about you, but I'm sitting at home and I'm puttering around and I'm like, do I really want to go do pickleball? I don't know. But when I know it's good for my brain, then I'm like, I'll go for that walk. You know, I'll go and call that person to socialize. Because it's so easy to kind of get stuck in our balloon, you know, our little bubble. And it's really important to kind of push ourselves a little bit to get out and meet people and try new things. And because, if for no other reason, it's good for our brain. So, and then you did the show about the summer resource fair that's coming. And I was like, oh my gosh, Richland Center, there is so much to do right now. And not just for kids. You know, there's now dance classes for adults. There's, you know, all kinds of activities for older adults and us middle-aged people that, there's no reason to not get out. There's so much going on.
Yeah, you're right. And whether that be the many walking trails we have in the area,
yes,
and, you know, go down the water slide at the Woodman Aquatic Center. Yeah, I mean,
And there's adult sessions too.
Yes.
Right, adult swim. So what I think is, I've been talking a lot to Jody over at Park and Rec, and it's like, you know, there's a lot for kids to do, but there's a lot for adults. If you, however you identify as an adult, you know, middle or older. And it's kind of almost overwhelming how much there is to do. You know, Simons alone has so many classes.
Yeah, they do, and a lot of things. And you mentioned that. I think getting motivated to get out there and do the first thing, that might be the biggest challenge. But then I think other people maybe hold you accountable. It's like, oh, I don't
yes.
want to let them down, you know?
And so, that's the key, is to say it aloud to someone. Because if I say I'm going to go for a walk, you know, three times a week just to get out and lower my stress, I can fudge with myself. I'm going to lie to myself. Oh, yeah, that was good enough. I walked up the stairs. But if you say to somebody, if you say to a friend, come for a walk with me, or, hey, I'll let you know about this class that I took, you're more like, it's motivational theory, right? You're more likely to do it. And I think a lot of people think, oh, when we're depressed on the couch, this is the best medicine for depression, but it's also the best medicine for being a human being. You know, to keep our attitude, there's a lot of craziness in the world. The way we stay sane is by doing things with people we like, places we like, beautiful places. And we have that in Richland County.
We do. Sometimes people think, well, I'm not in very good shape, I can't do this. But
right.
Sometimes it's just a step at a time. You know?
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm all for just walking up and down the stairs,
yep.
And that counts.
Uh-huh.
But what we forget, too, it's not just good for your, you know, your lung capacity or whatever. It's also good for your mental health. And we've been getting lots of that since COVID, hearing a lot about mental health. And it is a thing you can change. I think we get bombarded by negative thinking, and we don't realize we don't have to believe our brain. We don't have to believe our thoughts. We can counteract it with a walk outside, what they would label mindfulness. You know, there's things you can do that flip that script and get you thinking. When you talk to people, you're not going to be dwelling on the negative. When you go to a Rise and Dine that the ADRC offers as a meal over at the Phoenix Center, it's going to change your mood, right? It's guaranteed. So people want to do that. They just need that little encouragement to get outside our bubble.
Maybe you could give a couple of those dates. The Rise and Dine is still happening. When does
yes.
that happen, Pam?
It is the third Friday of every month from 8 to 10. It is at the Phoenix Center, and you want to call ahead to let people know, and that's the 649-5937 number, so they, you know, they'll make sure to have a portion ready for you.
And what about the resource fair? We mentioned that, but I know you've got a flyer in front of you.
It's so much, I mean, because you're going to have a table there from Simons, you're going to have a table from Park and Rec, you're going to have a table from ADRC. I mean, so many places were listed on that show, and it's Wednesday, May 20th from 3 to 6, and it is there at the...
Community Center.
Yeah, on Orange Street. There's a free meal. And I like to go to these things just because you see your neighbors. You don't see them back home, but you walk into Walmart or something like this, you're going to see neighbors. So that Wednesday, May 20th, I think, you know, if you think, well, I'm not into pickleball, but maybe I'd be into chess. Like, you can figure out where, you know, where something you would like. Because that's the key. If you're more into knitting, or more into softball games, I think there's something out there for everyone. Even if you'd like rather do things by yourself than with people, this will motivate you, right?
We talk about Park and Rec. I think sometimes we think about that's just for youngsters.
Right. And I can tell you, my impression is they're looking for more things for older adults, and they're looking for more things that have to do with the arts. You know, I happen to know they're going to be teaching a dance class there for adults. And so I think that we get so used to thinking we have to wait to have grandkids to go to these things. But there is, I mean, we're a town of older people getting aging even. Mm-hmm. So I think to go to that resource fair on May 20th would really introduce you to figuring out that particular thing that you like. You know, do you like swimming? We have an amazing swimming pool. But, you know, if you'd rather find something else, and then you could start something. I bet you if you went over to the senior center and say, you know, I'd like to start something, like a chess club or mm-hmm. something, that they can figure out how to make that happen. So many opportunities, maybe a little overwhelming at times, but find that niche that fits you. And like you said, we have so many trails and parks and kind of stuff. So I think people... it's easy to think, oh, that'd be a nice idea. I don't know about you, but once I sit on the couch, it's like, yeah, that's a nice idea. I should go. It's a nice day. I should go to the garden. But what I like as a motivator is this is going to help my brain. And we happen to know that we have our brain still grows. It grows new brain cells every something. We do new every time we do something new, we help that brain. It's also helpful when we do exercise because we're getting that blood up to the brain, that oxygen that it needs. So exercise, if for no other reason, I don't care about my weight, but I'm going to worry about my brain. When we eat good foods, we're getting those antioxidants that are good for us. So let me go have a meal. And I get extra credit by socializing because socializing builds connections in the brain. And I was just thinking that, you know, when we socialize, it kind of lifts the loneliness. There are studies, science studies now, over at UW-Madison that show that loneliness is a toxin to the brain, right? We chemically change when we're lonely or feel isolated. And to break that is going to help our mental health, but also help our brain. And so it's really important whether you text or you call somebody, it should be somebody that's a good conversation that you're having, and it could be at the Rise and Dine, it could be at a meal site, it could be, you know, during an event. But when you're engaged, even in Walmart, with people, you're getting, you're reinforcing the good parts of your brain. And another opportunity to do that, as you know, is you kicked us off with the Men's Shed that happens on second Wednesdays. And that's in the sweet town of Lloyd. And it is sponsored by the ADRC, where you would register, you know, that 647-4616 number. You do register because we serve food. But it's just a great time to sit and have a conversation. You know, you talked about JFK landing or Lloyd or all things. We've had people come and talk about ticks, you know, how do you deal with ticks? We've had Tim Willis talk about, you know, his business as well. And so we have a lot of really good speakers coming up. I think we're going to have the canine organization come out. But the key thing is whatever speaker we have is really a conversation. It's a discussion. You get to meet other people. This one tends to focus more with men. We have lots of other groups for women. But the key is it's something you enjoy. You would learn something new. You would socialize. You'd get some good food. that's all great for your brain, you know?
I had a wonderful time during my time there. And, you know, the question and answer, but just to see a lot of people that you knew, some that you didn't, you know.
Haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, good turnout. And I think it was very good. A lot of people like to have memories. And you mentioned, too, in the survey that a lot of the men are looking for some health topics and things.
But that surprised me. We all thought, you know, we're going to go with the direction the group wants to go, right? So we're not just going to lay on the next speaker. But, you know, if people want to hear stories, there's some authors that are coming talking about living up on the ridge. We have, you know, maybe the Riverway Board. We're going to find the topics that are people find interesting. And because it's a discussion, it isn't just, you know, somebody lecturing you. And so it's really important. Yeah, we want to hear people's ideas. So for health promotion, we had the... Evan Ewing from the public health come and talk. So we're going to go the direction that the group that attends, wants to go.
Yeah. And there's another one coming up in May. And again, that's the second Wednesday. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Second Wednesday. I think we started around 11.
Yep.
Quickly.
11 o'clock, I think. And then they'll have a meal around noon or so. And
yeah.
And I know you'd appreciate reservations, too.
Right. I think if you call that 647-4616 number and talk to the ADRC, and even if you can't make this one, we're going to meet every second Monday.
Right.
And Lloyd has such a wonderful community center there and such great people that take care of it. So, yeah. So
another thing coming up, Pam, is bingo size. Did we talk about that?
Well, I know the ADRC, that's a very popular class. It's kind of fun. I love how they motivate you. So they talk some education, maybe about nutrition, and then they have you do some exercises, maybe marching in place. You know, there's a lot of classes with, sitting in place. And then if you do the exercise, you get to play the bingo round, right? So there's motivation right there. So it's a mix of education, some movement, you know, and exercise is just moving, you know. And then doing a little bit of bingo with prizes. And so it's a hoot. I've sat in on it. People are funny. They're teasing each other, having a great time. And so it's a very popular group. It's coming up in July. Of course, people can just see it in the ADRC newsletter that, you know, is out in a lot of places. And so that'll probably be at the community center. So bingo size is popular, too.
Another resource that we haven't talked about is just stimulating your brain. The Brewer Public Library has a lot of different things to offer as well.
Yes, and I also have talked to them, and they talk about looking towards more program for us older adults as well. And so they have a lot of groups going on and discussions, and they usually have a theme every summer. They're really busy. I've always been impressed the variety that they have. We have so much here, right? Between, you know, Simon's Senior Center, the library has a lot going on. And I think that everybody's going to find something that they like, but especially in the summer, get out and try something.
Yep. Pam Kohlberg, Dementia Care Specialist, our guest on The Morning Show. We appreciate you coming in today, and I know you'll stop by for more later.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later.